Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Competitive. Gave us a chance. We just hadn't put many. We had a run, you know, some opportunity in the first. We scored 4 runs in 18 innings. It's a real tribute to their pitching, but Max gave us a chance. Max gave us a chance. He competed.
He seemed to be less than his full regular self. Could you tell if there's anything going on with him?
I think it's more Atlanta. You know, they're swinging the bats well against everybody and against us anyway. So I don't think so. I think he had a good competitive outing like we expected him to have, and we just didn't score many runs.
There's some sort of culprit behind the lack of run scoring over the last week or so?
Lefty Knight's been pitching. You know, they're deep, and so are we. You know, we've got pitchers. They got good pitchers, and that's why we're competing for this time of the year. So it's, you know, I'm always going to give credit to the people you're competing against, because that's the truth, and that's reality.
What made Wright so effective?
You know, I think 15 of his first 30 pitches were curveballs. We knew that was going to happen. It happened last night. It's going to happen again tomorrow. And it's kind of a baseball thing in general. But just, you know, we had an opportunity there in the first and just couldn't get that blow there to create some cushion for the pitchers. And it's tough on pitchers when you're constantly, every hitter, you don't have some margin for error, and the opposing hitters get a little out of sync when they're trying to play catch up a little bit. But I think that's some of where we are. But, you know, Wright's a good pitcher. It's why he's won 20 games. You know, he's shouldn't be a surprise that he's able to do a lot of things, and that's why they're so high on him.
Buck, against this opponent at this time of year, do you need more than just a competitive effort from?
Well, I think we got that. And this is, believe me, that's a great compliment. You know, I think everybody competes, but, you know, Max gave us a good chance to win tonight, and he's not the reason we lost. We just didn't do much. You know, Max has been a big part of everything and will continue to be, but, you know, I'm fine with his outing tonight. He was solid, never gave in and kept competing. I would have let him finish that inning, but, you know, he had to spend so much on the hitter before Rosario, but he hopefully will, you know, he'll get another turn. Who knows what will happen on Wednesday, if there'll be a need for him or not.
Buck, you came into the series with your pitching lined up like you wanted to, but with your top two guys going as they did. Mm-hmm. Is it a testament to the Braves, what they can do?
Oh, yeah.
The guys of that caliber?
Obviously, it wasn't like they, you know, scored 10 runs or something. It's just that they become such a premium, such an obvious, when we're not scoring runs, every little thing matters. You know, it always does. You know, we've done some really good things fundamentally, defensively, but to make, you know, stay in contact. But, you know, they've got a real deep bullpen, and they've got a good starting pitcher. We'll see another one tomorrow. But, okay.
I'm sure you can figure out the math here. I mean, what's the urgency to win tomorrow night?
Well, it would certainly enhance our chances to win the division. Is that Captain Obvious?
Yeah.
No, but I think everybody knows what's ahead of them and what was when we got here. And so does Atlanta, and that's why you got two really good teams competing very late in October. It means a lot to both of the teams. So you have to turn the page emotionally and mentally and get ready for the next challenge.
We're seeing how valuable home runs are, obviously, when you're playing these super competitive games, and that's a thing that's like talked about a lot with October baseball. That's not necessarily how you guys score. Is that a concern? Because you guys are going to October either way, and you're going to be facing more good pitching where runs are at a premium.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. That's the beauty of this time of year, when two things, you know, not everybody plays or gets here the same way, and you know, sometimes that works to your favor. You know, we had him sitting at 70 pitches. The problem is when you get to their bullpen, you're still running some really good arms and some depth where they can go a lot of different directions. But, you know, we're capable of hitting some home runs. We just haven't been able to deliver like they have so far.
Do you think it does anything for either them or you negatively that
regardless of you think your guys pitched well, that they did beat DeGrom and Scherzer?
It probably does for tonight, but when the sun comes up tomorrow, I think everybody's got to turn the page to the next challenge. I know we do with Morton, and they will with Bassett.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.